Did you find Sean more sexually attractive than Nick?
I had wandering eyes, so I had to like think for myself, like, why do I have wandering eyes? Sometimes, you know, we all make mistakes and sometimes we just want to go for the first shiny thing. Yeah.
Was that a hard decision to make?
It was hard. It was hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was like, I think the first heartbreak I've ever felt in my life. I think so.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. I know I've been gone for a while, but you remember I told you I was working on this special project. You've probably seen it by now, Life After Love Island on Channel 4, my first ever documentary, which you can watch on All 4 and the Channel 4 YouTube channel. I am so proud with some of the islanders and how they were just open, really, about their circumstances and how they've gone back to their day jobs and everything. You can also watch this, by the way, on TV on Channel 4 on the 10th of January. At 11 p.m, I believe, so make sure you catch that. But look, reality TV, the year is not done yet, and there's one show that has captured my heart. Too Hot to Handle. FYI, this is the first time I've ever watched Too Hot to Handle, and I have been blown away. The storylines are just giving. The casting, giving. The men, giving. And the women, everyone. But right now, I am joined by one of the winners. Jawa here, everybody.
Hi.
You were literally glowing. I said to you when you walked in, I like this. Is this a blazer?
It's a blazer, yeah.
And I like how you've got the brown underneath and it really works well with your skin tone. And you've got the glasses as well.
Because
remember, you
Will.
Said,
you
said, should I keep the glasses on? And I said, I think you should keep them on. I think it's quite elegant. I think it's quite beautiful. I think it's quite sexy.
Oh,
what do you reckon? Do you agree with me?
I agree. I feel like it makes me look like a hot school teacher.
Yeah.
Sit down, children.
Literally.
Raise your fingers if you have a question. Let's go.
The naughty school teacher like you were in the show.
Yeah, that one. The rule breaker teacher.
Literally. Now, like I said, this was my first time watching Too Hot to Handle, and I was just blown away by the big personalities, the characters. And when I first saw you from the beginning, I said, this girl is going to cause trouble. You said, you know, like, you were like the naughty devil from the get-go. You said you wanted your Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
You were out just to have fun. And I feel like you brought the right energy. But at that moment in time, you thought this show was called Wild Love.
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
I did not expect to be on Too Hot to Handle.
What did you think you were walking into? So you thought you were walking into a different concept. You thought that you were going to be able to kiss, and you thought you were going to be able to have beep.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, people to have sex, you mean? Oh. I thought it was like wild love and we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet new singles. Obviously, like looking for Michael B. Jordan still.
Yeah.
But I did not expect it to be Too Hot to Handle. And actually, the first time that I had of Too Hot to Handle was a week before I went on the show.
Wow.
So before that, I've never even watched Too Hot to Handle.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right?
You must have been blown away. To be fair, you were, because when it was announced that you were on Too Hot to Handle, you were literally crying. And I was like, damn, girl, do you love Kitchen and Sex that much?
I actually do, but like, who doesn't, Will?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Yeah. Now, when you obviously in the beginning said that you wanted your Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
And when you started to gravitate towards Nigel, I was like, it makes sense. I can see that this is very much her type. How was that for you? Obviously, he is your type, isn't he?
He's definitely my type, but like, you can see, like, obviously, like, Nigel wasn't interested in me, and I was just there, like, please acknowledge the fact that I'm here. Come on, Nigel, please. But yeah, unfortunately, he didn't, so that really hurt.
Yeah, because I remember that you were putting in a shift for Nigel, actually.
Yeah.
You were trying to make it work. You were trying to make it known. You were like, I want him to be mine. And then Kayla kind of interjected, and then
she
kissed him and everything. And I was like, oh, you know, people are just kind of making their mark. But when you first walked in, so he was number one. Did you have any other options? Let's just take a step back and think as though this was the beginning for you. So, like, did you look at all the guys and think, oh, there's a big selection for me here? Or was he the main one?
He was the main one. Yee. He was just Nigel and just Nigel alone.
Really?
Did I have a number two? I think my number two would probably been, I don't know.
What about Seb?
Seb was like a little fun little toy on the side to make
really?
Nigel jealous at the
I
time.
Hear it.
But he's an amazing person. I love Seb. I really do.
Because you, like, I'm not gonna lie, I actually made a TikTok video about this. Mm-hmm. You were one of the biggest rule breakers in that place. You know you were, the right? You know you were.
I was. Sorry, guys.
And I'm pretty sure that you were breaking rules with Seb quite early on. Like, was it like episode one even?
Yeah, episode one. When we had that little chat on the beach. Where he was telling me the Spanish words and I was telling him the Swahili words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Lana says, look, there's a $200,000 prize. Just don't kiss. Don't touch. Don't have sex. You must not love money because you were literally kissing left, right and center. But you made your mark. You said, look, you know, I'm here to have fun. And you did it and you enjoyed it.
Exactly.
So did you feel guilty at all? Like with the rule breaking?
I did feel guilty, especially like when you win and you're like, oh shit, all this time me and Nick have been spending the money that we are going to win.
So, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
But you must have regretted it towards the end and been like, oh, gosh, I mean, like we could have actually had at least 150K.
Exactly. But I think it's all worth it. Like, who would, like, want to watch a show that where, like, there's no rule break and everyone's just saying so neatly and not doing anything? Like, it wouldn't be a fun show to watch.
Yeah.
To me, especially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there was Nick as well. Nick, I feel like Nick, you and Nick started to see each other and gain interest in each other quite early on.
Yes, quite early on.
Quite early on. And I feel like I started to see the sexual tension quite early on.
Definitely. At first, like, my whole attention was on Nigel and I didn't really, like, think of Nick that way. And then we had a conversation and he sung for me and I was just like,
wow.
Hold on, wait a minute. Where did this one come from? Yeah.
And it's interesting because, like, I feel like from the get-go, you were kind of like, I like my bad boys.
Yes, and like, always have.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I don't know, do you feel like Nick is that?
No, I don't think, like, Nick is, like, a bad, bad boy. He's more like a sweet guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what made you go? You went for the polar opposite here. Yes,
I did.
Yeah.
Lana put me to it.
Yeah. And was that kind of like tricky adjusting to? Because look, I know what it's like when you're into your bad boys. You kind of have a set way of thinking.
Yeah.
I hear it. And I guess to break out of that, you must have to really like the person and see them for who they are.
Exactly. But I really did. Like, I was really interested in Nick because he was like different from what I was used to. And he's like a very calm guy. And I am the woo crazy girlfriend. And he's always like calm down. Like he grounds me. And I really like that about him.
Yeah. And I feel like Nick was really making an effort for you. He was so patient with you.
He was.
Yeah.
He definitely was.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of guys would like wait around for you to like decide whether to go left or right.
There was a lot of deciding in places, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, one thing I'd say about you is you definitely kept your options open at times, which is good. I guess that's what the show's all about, right?
Exactly.
There's a lot of hot people around. You're like, oh. And then Sean came in. Now, when we're going back to the beginning and talking about your genuine type, the whole Michael B. Jordan, I saw that in Sean, so I immediately knew. Yeah.
Shit's about to go down.
It's about to go down with Jawa. It's about to go down. How did you feel when you first saw Sean in there?
I was like, I literally just, I was like, oh my God, who is this man? Because I remember Lana saying, if you type in on Google the hottest black man, his picture will pop up first.
Actually, do you know what? Mm-hmm. Let me type in hot black man and see what comes up. Hot
Please black do. Man. Oh, Lana is like really good in research.
Hold on. So. Sean comes up.
Oh my
God. Sean and a bunch of other hot black men. So Lana wasn't lying.
She wasn't lying. She did her homework.
Yeah, she did her homework. Exactly. Yeah. So you obviously saw Sean, mm-hmm. who is one of the hot black men of Google.
Yes.
How did that make you feel? Were you like, immediately, I need to go for him. I need to drop everything and just pursue?
No, I didn't feel like I have to drop everything and pursue Sean. Like, I don't want to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
But it's just that, like, I had wandering eyes. So I had to, like, think for myself, like, why do I have wandering eyes? And why is my attention getting shifted that way?
Yeah.
Is it because I'm just going back to my old patterns, as in, like, running away from love? Or is it just, like... Yeah, trying to stay comfortable.
Yeah,
like I didn't really understand it.
Yeah,
at the time, and you could like I think you saw like how confused I was.
You
just
were
like,
so
oh
confused.
My God, what am I gonna do?
So were you torn in between like a deep connection and lust? Because it was kind of a bit of that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like from what I got, I feel like you looked at Sean and you were like, if I got to know him, I might be able to like him, and he might actually be a nice person. I think you just wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. Which you did.
Exactly.
Because you did get to know him and you even told... You were honest with Nick.
I had to. I feel like at the end of the day, honesty counts.
Mm.
And yeah, I didn't want to leave the retreat with the question like, oh my God, what if he was like someone I could be potentially interested in? But like maybe if Sean would have like came in earlier in the retreat, it would have been different. Mm. But I've been through the whole retreat with Nick and we've built such a good, genuine connection together. And we did the workshops together and we'll have our little chats at night and we'll talk about everything. And yeah, I didn't want to like lose all that for lust, even though the man is hot. Okay, he's hot. Okay.
But do you feel like with Sean, because obviously, you know, you explored it with Sean, then you eventually went back to Nick. Do you feel like with Sean, you explored everything you could have explored? Or do you feel like you wish you gave it a bit more time to get to like see more of him?
I think I should have... I did really want more time with Sean to get to know him more, but obviously, like, the retreat was coming to an end.
Mm.
And I already felt this type of way about Nick.
Mm.
And Sean was more like a comfort zone. Like, Dominic said that, for example.
Yeah.
She explained it very well. And I feel like Nick was, like, a new beginning, and he challenged me to become this new version of myself, this strong girl who can communicate and can say how she feels.
Mm.
And also just... It taught me to like let my guard down and just to let love in for once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? You were tempted, sis, because there was one time you said, look, I'm jumping in the man's bed. You said, I'm jumping in Sean's bed.
God.
You were like, to, like, bye. I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, my God.
Like, so what was the thought process around that? Were you like, I want to at least experience it?
No. It's not like I got into bed with him too.
No, isn't just experience. What is it like to at least sleep next to the guy, for goodness sake? Like,
maybe just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. But I just wanted to have like this chat with him. Just like talk. Mm. We talked all night that night. And yeah.
So I guess that's a good window to get to know someone. You're sleeping next to them and you're talking to them for hours.
Yes, but like people wouldn't see it that way, obviously. But...
No, but if you broke the rules, Lana would have told us. So
no,
we know you didn't break
like,
the rules with him.
No, she would have, like, strangled me. Yeah. No, break any rules. No.
Where was Lana? Like, she saw everything.
She saw everything.
Every small thing Lana saw. Were there things that you did and you were like, Lana couldn't have seen that?
No, she sees everything.
Really?
Yeah, she sees everything.
So
even when I was kissing Nick under the blanket, she even saw that.
Really? Yeah. What?
Yeah. Crazy.
But I'm sure you probably thought, maybe I can get away with it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but
she is everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Wow. Now, back to Sean. What was it like? Oh my gosh, no, I'm screaming because there was a scene actually where Sean was giving you like, was it like a leg massage? And then Nick walked in. Oh,
forgive me,
just
Father.
Just the silence. Just at this point, just pray for Nick. Pray for prayers for Nick.
Pray for my soul. Because,
pray for your
girl.
Soul. I said, oh my gosh. That's when I thought, right, it's the end here.
Mm-hmm.
Nick's packing his bags. He's out. that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, but did you see him walk in?
No.
Oh no.
No, I didn't see him walk in.
So when you watched that back, how did you feel?
I was like, Oh my God. But obviously, like, later on the show, I told him that it happened. I was honest about it. And we had this session in the where we get ready.
Yeah.
And I told him. And I was like,
he was so patient with you.
Very, very patient.
Wow.
Yeah.
And eventually, and I'm not going to lie, I was surprised. I actually thought, yep, you're swayed, you're with Sean. Mm-hmm. Eventually, obviously, you went back to Nick. And is that because you realised that actually Nick liked you on a more deeper level? Because he kept on speaking about his emotions for you. It wasn't just lust, actually. It was real, I don't know if I want to say love, but real deep like.
It really was. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, we all make mistakes and sometimes we just want to go for the first shiny thing that we see. But, yeah, for a moment, I just sat down and thought to myself, like, is this really what I want? This guy has so much patience with me and he's so kind and sweet to me. Mm. Like, where do you, like, in this time and age, like, it's really hard to find someone like that.
Yeah.
So I had to go back. I had to.
Wow. Like,
it did seal my heart.
Oh, man, my heart is warm. And look, eventually you did go back and you both won the show.
Yeah, we did.
Congratulations. I know I said it earlier, but you lot must have been fuming because you were breaking so many rules.
Yeah.
And the money went down because of you two.
Yeah, because
partly because of you two.
Yeah.
So after the show ended, obviously it's long distance. Where's Nick? Is in like LA? Is he?
No, Nick lives in Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan, and then you obviously went back home where you are. Was it FaceTiming? How did you guys keep it up in the first instance?
So in the first instance was like we talked on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Like I'm really not a FaceTime person. I don't like calling people, but it was so different.
Because, I hate
like,
FaceTime so much.
I hate it so
much. I hate it. I don't want anyone to see me right now. I'm in bed.
Yeah, like just let me be.
Honestly.
Or text me.
Like someone FaceTimed me the other day. I'm like, hold on, what makes you think I want you to see my face at 6 a.m. in the morning? This is ridiculous. Anyways, you FaceTime each other.
Yeah, we FaceTime each other like a lot for a whole month.
Okay.
So till like from December till I think 11th of January-ish, I know all the dates.
Wow. And did you have any FaceTime dates? Because one of my good friends is actually in a long-term, long-distance relationship. Mm-hmm. And he has FaceTime dates with his partner.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys ever
so
manage
cute.
To do it?
No,
because you,
not
you can
really.
Watch the film at the same time, like, press play now. Or... press play now. And then you're both watching the film together. Oh, what do you think about that? So you're both like, you're basically in the cinema, but over FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Or you could have like a meal together. I did this a lot in lockdown, actually. I had a lot of like FaceTime dates over lockdown.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you'd both order Nando's. You could order the person Nando's and then you're eating at the same time. So tell me,
how's
what do you do for
chicken?
A living?
Do you like the free pizza? Yeah.
So how was the FaceTime ming? And
so it wasn't really a FaceTime date. It was more like just getting to know each other more and more and more. Mm. And he will tell me things about himself and I will tell him more about myself. And then we will chat like every day.
Yeah.
And then he decided to move to London.
Okay.
And then I got here as well. And we lived here, I think, for 2 months, I think.
Oh, so you guys actually lived together for 2 months?
Here in London, yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And what was that like? Because that's quite a big jump, isn't it? Because that's
it was a really big jump.
Going from being in a retreat, where it's a big TV show, to obviously FaceTiming, and now you're in each other's lives. That's a very big thing.
Exactly. It's a very big thing. But also just like moving away from like your hometown to live with.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
someone, that's like a lot. Like it's
but it
a
shows
lot.
That the connection was real.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. The connection was definitely real. And then from there, we went on to Bali, lived there for 3 months.
What? Sorry, yeah. hold on. Take it slow. So let's talk about London. So when you two were in London, and you moved in together, how did that feel? Did it feel like this feels quite cool? Did it feel like, oh gosh, maybe I shouldn't have done it so soon?
Well, at first, like, obviously, like, I was so excited and I just, like, wanted to get to know him and I just wanted to be around him because I was just so over the head for him.
And what sort of things did you guys do? Did you go on dates?
We did go on dates. We will go to the movies. We will meditate together.
Yeah.
We will read books together, watch movies together. He loves red wine and I love red wine. So we had a lot of red wine.
So do
evenings.
I. You should have brought me there. I could have been the third
God.
Wheel.
I'll
now,
take
at
you
this
next
point,
time.
Remember, when you're drinking your red wine in London and you're going to the movies, the public don't know that you guys are the winners of Too Hot to Handle.
No one
so
has
you're walking and you're like, you guys gonna know me in a year's time. Now, you're doing all of this and you're enjoying it. It's feeling great. Everything's on a great path.
Yeah.
And you've now said, you know what, we want to move to another country. This that's another big step to your relationship.
That's
that shows that we like each other so much that we now want to explore another side of the world together. Continue. Yes.
So we just, we booked our tickets to Bali and we went to Bali. We started off in the northern part of Bali, in this little village called Tejakula, just like full of locals.
Yeah.
And it was so nice. And we had this priest who makes like traditional Balinese food.
Wow.
I love spicy food. Nick loves spicy food. So like that was amazing.
Yeah.
We went waterfall chasing in Bali as well.
Amazing.
And we climbed the Mount Batur together.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible.
This is great. This is proper. Like, how did your family, your friends feel about all of this?
So at first my family was like, oh no, she's in love. Buckle up, guys.
This is what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah. So my family will like check up on me and be like, are you okay? Are you sure like this is what you want to do? Because like it was a lot. It was like really a lot from coming out of the show, going straight into the relationship, living together, and then like being around this person 24/7 and just like being on the other side of the world. Like it was a lot. It was a lot, but I enjoyed it. And I learned so much about myself.
And I'm quite proud of you, actually, because in the show, you were very open. And you even said that, you know, like you initially were quite scared to be vulnerable with him. And I think you were speaking about because of just like your life and things you've been through in your life. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you kind of broke that mold a bit and you were able to do that, to be a bit more vulnerable? And,
Yes, definitely. I've never done that before. So I'm like really proud of myself that I let my guard down for once and I fell in love with Nick and I really, really, really did love him.
And you don't regret it?
No, I don't regret it at all. And it made me the girl I am today and I'm so, so proud of it too. Thank
you. Yeah, it's amazing. And let's go back to Bali. So Bali has finished, it's 3 months, is it?
Yeah, 3 months in Bali.
Cool. So after Bali, what happens? Do you decide to come back? Has all the 3 months been squeaky clean? Have you just enjoyed everything and said, we're going to move back to London? What's happened towards the end of those 3 months?
So basically, we went to America to meet his parents in Detroit.
Oh, gosh, there's another country involved.
Yeah,
goodness gracious.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Oh, before that, we also went to Singapore.
Oh,
that was also nice.
Gosh, I mean, the tour in the world at this point.
That was also nice.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
so this is good.
Nice. Yeah.
So you've gone to Singapore and then you've gone to America to meet his family. And, and what was that like for you?
That was amazing.
Wow.
He has an amazing family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good to see like where he grew up and just see another side of Nick.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I went to a Detroit game. A game? What's the team in Detroit?
You're asking the wrong person. I know nothing about sports. I don't even know who won the World Cup. I don't know. Ask my mom.
Wait, is the World Cup over already?
That's a good question. I don't know. Is it?
Is the World Cup over?
It's over. I've been watching Too Hot to Handle, for goodness sake. I've not been watching the World Cup. I'm waiting for Love Island 2. I don't watch it.
Oh, my God. We're so slow.
So, yeah, apparently the World Cup, this is what I'm saying. I don't know. Detroit, you watched a cool game.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Basketball. It was American football.
American football.
I loved it. And how everyone is, like, cheering and they eat hot dogs. Oh, by the way, the food in America is so, like,
really?
So big.
See, no. I get tempted. I feel like that's like Five Guys, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've been to Five Guys here and the burgers are just humongous.
Right.
And after I eat it, I just feel like I need to go to an STI clinic or something, because it's just like, I feel like I've done something so bad. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, gosh, I just start praying for my sins when I've eaten a Five Guys burger.
Right.
But I know that's how I feel with American food. I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
And it just looks humongous.
Humongous.
It looks tasty though.
It's very tasty. It's very tasty, but very unhealthy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've had so much fun in America. What's the next step after that?
So after that, I came back. Oh, I went to the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
By myself and my cousin. Just to little explore trip.
Yeah.
And after that, I came back to London, and that's like when the relationship like came to an end.
Okay. But why did it just come to an end? Was it because the trip was done? Like, I mean, like, do you know what I mean? Did it gradually start? Did you gradually start to learn that, oh, maybe this isn't right?
So like towards the end of the relationship, I start to learn that like I want to go a different direction, and he wants to go into music, and I want to go into like acting and modeling, and he wants to be based in the US.
Okay, fine.
And I, like, at the time, I didn't really know if I was like ready to be based there. So we just came to an agreement that it was best that he went his way and I went his way, my way.
That's a big decision to make, because you know, you've fallen in love with someone and you've essentially traveled the world with this person.
Yeah.
Was that a hard decision to make?
It was hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was like, I think the first heartbreak I've ever felt in my life. I think so. But yeah, it kind of told me a lot about myself. And right now, like, I'm single and I'm not so ready to mingle.
Really?
hell no.
Wow. I need to be like you. What do you mean?
Oh my God.
Why? You're not ready to like talk to other guys now? You're closing off?
I can talk to guys. Like, we can go on a date, but like, I just don't see myself like dating at the moment, because I have this dream that I want to work towards.
Mm.
And I just love how I get up every morning and I just learn new things about myself. And I'm constantly like growing and becoming the woman that I want to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like the more time I spend in my 20s to get to know me, that will be like easier when I reach like my 30s.
Wow.
I'm only 22, but it sounds like I'm almost reaching the 30s.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm screaming. Because you're so mature. Like, so is love off bounds for a couple of years then? Or is it a self-love journey now then?
It's a self-love journey. Yes.
Wow.
It's a self-love journey.
Wow. And have you been in touch with the other castmates? Have you been able to hang out with them?
Yes, I have. I was a bit ill when the cast got here. So everyone was like, where's Jawa? But I did really spend time with them, and they're amazing. And I'm really, really going to miss all of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's the tea? I mean, now you've seen the cast after, like, did you speak to Nigel again? Did you guys ever think, oh, maybe we could have, do you know what I mean? Like,
well, Nigel is a sweet guy, but I don't see myself starting something with Nigel. I'm not going to lie. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot you're on this self-healing journey.
Nigel isn't part of my
Oh, Jawa is gone. She's on this self-healing journey. She's not trying to.
I'm not trying to ruin that, you know?
The girls, how was it catching up with the girls?
The girls are amazing. I love Britain and Dom.
Yeah.
And Sophie, Kayla, and Flavia.
Yeah, Imogen. Yeah.
I haven't seen Imogen since we stopped filming.
Mm.
I miss her. But I really had a great time with the girls.
Yeah.
And I miss Brit and Dominique and Flavia so much.
Aww.
They were like the closest to me, so I miss them a lot.
Oh, where's James?
James is back in LA, right? That's where he
lives. Oh my, no, he was literally, at this point, he was Lana's brother.
Yeah.
he must have been related to Lana, because he was trying to lock everything off. James wanted the coin.
He wanted it so bad.
No, do you know what? Do you know what? People say that James wanted the money, but I feel like James wanted whoever won to get the most they could get.
Yeah, definitely.
I think James is just a team player. I don't think, because some people were like, oh, is he a game player? I don't think that's the case. I think he just wanted whoever wins this, let them get the most money they can get.
Exactly. James was really a team player, and he wanted us to like win as much as money as possible.
Yeah.
And like he wasn't doing it for himself. He was just like, the one who's going to win this is going to win this amount, and I'm going to make sure you little fuckers don't break any rules.
Yeah.
Because we were going off, like literally off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you were definitely up there with one of the biggest rule breakers.
Yeah.
Seb and Kayla, oh my gosh, they did not play games.
When it was
reversed, were you a bit annoyed? Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. When I heard they had sex, oh my God. I was just like,
you must have been living.
Did it before me? I was like, they did it before me. Like, come on. And then I was like, it's my turn. And that's when
you came back.
Yeah, with three rule breaks in a day. James was fuming, literally fuming.
But how fuming were people really behind the scenes? Were people actually like walking around like, was it tense because of the rule breaking at any points?
Well, it was really tense when Seb and Kayla had sex.
Yeah.
Oh, that really...
shook the whole retreat.
Yeah,
the whole
that
retreat.
Really shocked us. We were really pissed off. Like, everyone was just quiet.
Really?
Yeah, we were really upset about that one. Yeah.
But that's just a human, though. It's an...
Yeah, but like, we didn't expect him to have sex.
Oh
hello,
gosh.
That is like 30K. What was it, 50K? I think it was 50K, no?
What? The overall prize fund?
Yeah.
I'm sure the overall prize fund was like...
Of like the sex and
oh,
then,
yeah.
Right?
Something like that. Yeah, it was a big lump sum.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a big one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So right now, I'm going to ask you quick fire questions.
Fire questions.
In a game of sip it or spill it. Okay?
Oh, God.
You have a choice of not answering the question. And if you don't answer the question, you just sip what's in your cup.
All right.
You can opt out. But if you want to spill the tea, you're more than welcome to say it. Remember, sipping the tea is just as shady as spilling the tea.
Good one. I see what you're trying to do, Will.
Exactly. Okay, cool. Did you find Sean more sexually attractive than Nick?
Will!
You've got two options.
Oh, my God. Sexually attractive?
Yeah. You can answer if you want. You don't have to answer if you don't want to answer.
Okay, I'm going to answer. I feel like Sean, like body, everything, like the man is hot. So I got to say like...
Ooh, yeah. It is what it is. Cool. Have you ever in the past played two or more guys at the same time, talking to same time, got you on there, got you there, got you in the back, got you in France, got you in LA... got you there?
No. Ooh. I feel like I don't have energy for that. I don't have energy for that. Like,
it's
imagine,
a lot of work,
exactly,
isn't it? It's a lot of work.
My grandma is always like, Jawa, you're so stupid. You should always have three boyfriends. I'm like, Grandma, I don't have energy. Imagine texting three people good morning every morning.
Can you imagine that?
It's exhausting. No.
Well, you can start scheduling messages, you know, so that they all go out at 9 a.m. Like, it's possible. Actually, no, you can schedule tweets, but can you schedule texts?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, that
but
makes
even,
it hard.
Even doing
it?
The scheduling part is like hard.
It's a job.
Yeah.
Like, it's a proper profession, isn't it? Yeah.
Literally. You have to sit down. Let me see. Send boyfriend one. Good morning, honey. Boyfriend two. Where were you last night? Boyfriend three. I need to go shopping today. Okay, take me.
Cool. Who was the shadiest castmate in there?
The shadiest castmate?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? I think shady?
Yeah, isn't who's the shadiest? Who's your, you know, the shadiest castmate? The person who's a bit shady, you'd just rather not. You're like, shady.
Oh, it's child. I'm sorry. I ain't got that about that. Not today.
No, I'm not ready today.
No,
cool.
Not today. I have
Fine.
Time, but not that
type
of time.
I've not got that type of time. Thank you. Cool. Who was the biggest game player?
Biggest game player?
Yeah. Really?
That is like if you play games, no? Or...
Oh, come on, chat. No, who was the biggest game player in the villa? Who was in the retreat and they were in there for the game? Like, they were in there for the money. They didn't care about the love. They were a game player.
Oh, no, that was James.
Really, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. I disagree with people when they say that.
Really? I'm fighting
for James, man. Because I just feel like... Go on. What's your opinion?
I feel like James was really, like, in to, like, have... Like, at the end of the retreat, he wanted the one to that was going to win to have, like, the most money.
Mm.
And he was literally Lana's sidekick, literally. James
he
is,
was.
Yeah, James was watching
But there's
us.
Nothing wrong with being a goody-two-shoes.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But at times, I was just like, just let me have fun, boy. Just this once.
Yeah.
Just let me go off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So James, the biggest game player.
Yes.
Jawa, what's the future for... I don't know, man. I feel like I need to see you in love soon. I need it.
You see me. You need to see me in love soon.
Again, I need to see it.
Maybe one
you
day.
Deserve it. But you know what? On this show, you really did take us through a journey. You took us through the beginning. You were like this, like fun, wild child, and then we really saw you soften up, and then we saw you fall in love. Obviously, things didn't work out with Nick, but I just think on this show, it was really good to see your journey. And look, even though it was 10 episodes, I believe there should be more. Okay, Netflix, you'll hear from me and my management. I believe there should be more. Like, I do feel like throughout the whole show, you really did show us all the different sides to you, and it was refreshing to see.
Oh, thank you.
So, word on to you on just being yourself, really. How's the reception been on social media? Because I know a lot of people have been really supporting you.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of love, like a lot of love. It really shocks me sometimes. Sometimes I'm just sitting on my couch and I'm just going through the comments and I'm just like, oh my God.
Wow.
It's so nice. Like, people are so nice.
Yeah.
Like, really nice. But obviously, like, the show just came out, so I don't know how this is going to progress in a couple of months. Mm. But for now, it's just, like, a lot of love. But I gotta, like, say one thing, and that is, like, the Somali community in general. Mm-hmm. That was very hard for me to, like, just watch, like, oh my God, people that don't know you and are just making all these assumptions about me just because I'm Somali. It just didn't feel okay.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that must have been quite hard as well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it'd be your own people, you know.
Yeah.
It's not sometimes it does. I get it. It's more it'd be your own people.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
But no matter what, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Any New Year's resolutions?
Yes. I'm just going to be the best version of myself. Like always. I'm going to try to become the woman that I want to become one day. I want to go into acting. I want to go more into modeling.
Yeah.
And I really want to do charity work as well.
Yeah.
And just help kids who are in need.
Yeah.
So I might be working towards my own foundation, charity foundation. Yeah. So those three things are just like on my list right now.
That is amazing.
Self-love.
The world is your oyster. Jawahir, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Will.
On next week's episode of Reality, Too Hot to Handle star Seb and Kayla are in the studio to spill all the tea. See you there.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.